Today we're diving straight into something a bit different. We've got a collection of these, well, frankly, unbelievable real-life dating stories.
These actually came from listeners of another show. They submitted their, let's say, creepiest encounters.
Right. And our goal here, for you listening, isn't just shot value, though there might be some of that.
Definitely some of that. But we want to look a bit deeper, you know, extract some insights maybe into human behavior, spot some red flags in dating.
Yeah, and maybe find a little dark humor or reassurance that your own dating life maybe isn't so bad after all.
Or perhaps why you're happily single.
Could be. So yeah, the source material is all listener submissions about these really weird, sometimes scary dating experiences.
Okay, let's get into it. Where do we start?
Let's kick off with one that involves just sheer audacity. We're calling it the Vanishing Act.
The Vanishing Act. Okay. Intriguing. What happened?
Okay, so picture this. Our listener's on a dinner date. Seems okay at first, but their date keeps, like, disappearing.
Disappearing hat? Like, just gets up and leaves.
Yeah, like every 15 minutes or so. Says they need to make a phone call.
Okay. Annoying. Maybe a work thing. Family emergency. That's where my mind would go initially.
That's what you'd think, right?
Yeah.
But no. The big reveal. This person was actually juggling three separate dates.
Three.
Three dates. At the same time. In the same restaurant.
No! Seriously. Huh? That's almost impressive.
Yeah.
In a terrible, terrible way.
It's like elite level bad dating behavior, isn't it? The logistics alone.
Forget the logistics, just the blatant disrespect for everyone involved. Imagine being one of those dates feeling completely secondary to a phone call every few minutes.
And the risk. What if they all went to the restroom at the same time? Or saw each other at the bar? It's mind-boggling.
It really is. It speaks volumes, doesn't it? About consideration, respect, or the total lack thereof.
Makes you wonder about the motivation, though. Like, why? Is it ego, indecision?
Yeah. Could be any number of things. Maybe a profound need for validation. Or maybe just they couldn't say no.
Right.
Tried to keep all options open in the worst possible way.
Whatever it was, a huge red flag, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Someone constantly distracted, secretive calls.
Absolutely. I mean, emergencies happen, obviously. But a pattern like that early on, that suggests something's off. You need to feel like you have someone's attention.
Definitely. Okay, so from that, feat of scheduling, let's shift gears. This next one takes a bit of a darker turn. It's called The Collector.
Ooh, okay. That title alone feels a bit chilling. What's the story here?
Right. So this listener, they're on a second date. Things seem fine, you know, normal progression.
Mm-hmm. Second date, still feeling things out.
Exactly. And the date suggests a tour of their place. Seems innocent enough.
Okay. House tour. Pretty standard.
Until they get to the basement.
Uh-oh. Basements and creepy stories are rarely good news.
You got that right. So instead of, like, a man cave or storage, the basement is full.
Yeah.
Absolutely full of dolls.
Dolls. Like, porcelain dolls, action figures. What are we talking?
Not just any dolls. Dozens of them. And here's the really disturbing part. They were all dressed to look like his past girlfriends.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nope. That's instant horror movie territory.
Right. Just imagine walking into that. Dolls staring back at you, dressed like people he used to date.
The level of unsettling there is off the charts. It screams obsession, maybe an inability to let go. It's deeply creepy.
And the fact that he showed her this on a second date, what was he thinking?
That's the other layer, isn't it? The judgment involved. Why would anyone think that's an okay thing to reveal so early on? Or ever, maybe.
From a, like, psychological angle, what does that even suggest?
Yeah.
Preserving the past in a doll form.
Well, without diagnosing, it certainly points towards potentially unhealthy attachments, maybe difficulty processing endings, maybe a desire to maintain some kind of control or possession over those past relationships. It's very troubling.
Seriously troubling. It's a massive red flag for emotional health, wouldn't you say? Fixation.
Absolutely. A huge one. So put yourself in the listener's shoes for a second. You see that basement. What's your immediate reaction? Fight or flight?
Flight. Definitely flight. I don't think I'd be sticking around to ask questions, you know, politely finding the nearest exit.
And that's perfectly valid. Trusting your gut in a situation that feels that wrong is crucial. Your safety and comfort come first. No need to play therapist.
Agreed. Okay, moving from the deeply creepy to the intensely awkward. Our next story, dinner with mom.
Ah, meeting the parents. Always a potential minefield in dating.
Yeah, but this wasn't your typical, oh, my mom might drop by. No, no.
Okay, how did this go down?
The listener shows up for what they think is a romantic dinner for two. They get to the table, and their date's mother is already sitting there, waiting, and apparently she stayed for the entire dinner.
Okay, a third wheel mom. Awkward, but maybe she's chatty, trying to be welcoming.
That's the thing. She was apparently almost completely silent. Just sat there, judging, through the whole meal.
Oh, wow. Silent judgment. That's somehow worse than being grilled, isn't it?
Totally.
Yeah.
Just this quiet observation. You feel like every move, every word is being scrutinized. The pressure must have been immense.
Absolutely. It creates such a tense, unnatural atmosphere. You can't relax. You can't be yourself.
So what's going on there, do you think? Is it like super enmeshed family stuff, date needing mommy's approval for everything, cultural thing maybe?
It could be a mix of things. Maybe cultural norms dictate strong parental involvement, or perhaps it points to the date lacking some social awareness or independence. Maybe the mom insisted.
Whatever the reason, it puts the listener in an impossible position. How do you even handle that? Try to engage the silent mom. Ignore her. Just focus on your plate.
It's incredibly difficult. There's no easy answer. It really highlights how unexpected situations can just throw everything off, even if the intent wasn't malicious. It's just awkward to the extreme.
Yeah, awkward doesn't quite cover it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's shift again. Awkward to something that, frankly, rings serious alarm bells. Story 4, the pet tracker date.
Pet tracker. That sounds kind of cute, actually. Like maybe they bonded over dogs or something.
You'd think so. Sounds innocent. So again, second date. The date gives the listener a small gift.
Huh, a gift on the second date. A nice gesture, what was it?
It was a keychain. Seemed thoughtful, right? Just a little trinket.
Okay, keychain, harmless enough. Where's the twist?
The twist is that hidden inside the keychain was a GPS tracker.
Wait, what? A GPS tracker, like for tracking them, the listener.
Exactly. A hidden tracking device presented as a thoughtful gift.
Okay, that is not cute. That is not thoughtful. That is deeply disturbing. Chilling, actually.
Right. The shift from nice gesture to covert surveillance is just, whoa, that's a massive breach of trust. Invasion of privacy.
It's huge. It immediately flags major control issues, zero respect for boundaries, possibly even stalking potential. This isn't just awkward or weird. This is genuinely alarming behavior.
It really makes you second guess things, doesn't it?
Mm.
Like a seemingly nice act hiding something sinister.
Yeah.
It's about wanting to monitor someone without their consent.
And that speaks to a profound insecurity, possessiveness maybe. It's a violation, plain and simple. There's no way to frame that positively.
None at all. This story, maybe more than the others, just screams about the importance of boundaries, doesn't it? And trusting your instincts.
Absolutely. If something feels off, if it feels like a violation, it probably is. Especially early on, that's not affection, that's control. Your safety and privacy are paramount.
Couldn't agree more. Okay, one last story to round off our dive into dating weirdness. This one's called The Fake Twin Switch.
Fake Twin Switch. Okay, this sounds like it's going to be bizarre. What happened?
It is pretty out there. So, listener connects with someone online. Good chats. Things seem promising. They arrange to meet for a first date.
Standard online dating progression. Meetup time.
Yep. Date happens. Seems okay. Maybe a little off, but nothing too major. Until the end.
Okay, what's the reveal?
The person confesses. They aren't actually the person the listener thought they were chatting with online.
So like a catfish situation.
Sort of, but weirder. It was actually the twin brother of the person they'd been talking to.
The twin brother? Why?
Apparently, the real person sent their twin as some kind of test.
A test? A test for what? To see if the listener could tell they weren't the same person? To judge their reaction to being lied to? That's incredibly manipulative.
Is that just the sheer disrespect for the listener's time? Their effort, their willingness to be open and meet someone? And for what? Some bizarre game.
It shows such a fundamental lack of understanding about how trust works. You don't build connection by starting with deception and, well, frankly, humiliation.
Exactly. What does that even achieve? What does pulling a stunt like that say about the person who arranged it?
It suggests, well, significant insecurity for one, maybe a fear of rejection, but also a really warped approach to relationships. It screams immaturity and maybe a need for control in a really strange way. It lacks basic empathy.
Yeah, it just seems like someone who doesn't know how to interact, honestly. A really weird foundation to try and build anything on.
Or rather, no foundation. It completely undermines any potential for genuine connection right from the start.
Wow. Okay. So we've really covered some ground today. Quite the landscape of bizarre dating behavior.
We really have. From the multi-dating maestro?
The vanishing act, yeah. To the incredibly creepy collector.
Mm-hmm. And the super awkward dinner with mom.
Can't forget the seriously alarming pet tracker date.
And finishing with the just baffling fake twin switch.
It's quite a range, isn't it? From inconsiderate and weird to genuinely disturbing.
It really is. And while these are extreme and sometimes darkly funny in hindsight.
Right. You have to laugh sometimes.
You do. But they really do offer some valuable, if unsettling, insights. They highlight behaviors that, even in milder forms, can signal problems.
That's a great point. So thinking about all this, maybe a final thought for you, the listener.
Yeah.
We've talked about the big, obvious red flags, the trackers, the doll shrines.
Hard to miss those ones.
Right. But reflecting on these stories, what are maybe some of the subtler things, those little initial warning signs that might be easier to brush off but could hint at bigger issues down the line? What can these extreme cases teach us about navigating our own dating lives?
That's the key question, I think. It comes back to trusting yourself, doesn't it? Paying attention to how someone makes you feel. Do you feel respected, safe, heard?
Mm-hmm.
These stories, in their extreme way, really underscore how vital it is to trust your gut. If something feels wrong, even if you can't quite put your finger on why, it probably is wrong for you.
Yeah. Prioritizing your own well-being, your safety, your comfort, that's got to be number one when you're meeting new people.
Absolutely. In the often unpredictable, sometimes wonderful, sometimes weird world of dating, trusting your instincts is probably your most important guide.